been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it takes a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it takes a swim, only option is to win.
Welcome to the Shrimp Tank Podcast, broadcasting live every Thursday right here from the Woodlands. We're live in studio on a beautiful sunny day. Our guest today, Cody Spence of All Star Catering. And also I'm privileged today to have my co-host, Dr. John Newbold, College of Business, Sam Houston State University. Dr. John, you brought a student with you today, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, so... And you know what? You have brought with you Blaine Lynn. We talked to Blaine earlier. You're a junior, Blaine, and you're studying at Sam Houston State. Came down to listen to the Shrimp Tank podcast show, and actually you're going to share your business idea with us a little bit later. We're going to have a chance. I thought we were going to do that at lunch, but it we just ran out of time. But, hey, we had a special surprise today. We have a guest that... Cody Spence of All Star Catering, and I liked the guy the moment he walked in the door because he brought us treats.
Yes.
Right? Not every day. They're a catering company, and okay, it was candied bacon on a stick.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. Where do you get that sort of stuff? I mean,
All Star Catering.
Yeah.
That's right.
Now, is that a specialty item that you do to just kind of wow and delight and surprise people?
Absolutely. It's actually our number one selling item and my favorite and best and biggest marketing tool.
Oh, it's also like you go out and you like have some and you whip it out right here and they're sold, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we first released it at Taste Fest 2 years ago for the Conroe Lake Conroe Chamber of Commerce and went through 800 pieces in about 2 hours.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. I can vouch for that. It was really good, folks.
Yeah, yeah. That was unbelievable. So, we're excited to learn about All Star Catering, and you're the head of marketing and networking, and I'm pretty impressed with the resume and all the things that you've accomplished. Not only are you a fellow Bearcat from Sam Houston State University, I think we have four or five of us here today are Bearcats from Sam. But speaking mm-hmm. of that, I know you're not, Catherine, but speaking of that, Dr. John Newbold, why don't you update our audience, tell us what's going on at the College of Business there at Sam Houston State?
Well, we're in the middle of the semester now. We're at the spring break, so our students are going off.
Already? It's still February.
It'll be the second week in
coming
March.
Coming up,
spring break. And we're the semester's in full swing at this point.
You know what? It never crossed my mind when I was a college student on spring break what my professors were doing. What do you guys do on spring break?
I just sit at home and try to figure out how to teach better.
Yeah, you know what?
I don't go anywhere fun.
He thinks Mitchell Museum is listening to this, and he might be. Shout out to the dean of the College of Business, Sam Houston State, Mitchell Museum, and then also Jamie Collins. The director of the entrepreneurship degree program there at Sam Houston State. So this is our show for entrepreneurs, and this is where if you're a young aspiring entrepreneur and you're looking for encouragement, ideas, validation, but you might be listening today, you might also be a seasoned entrepreneur and you're really looking to gain wisdom, knowledge, understanding, get to that next level. And so speaking of entrepreneurship, before we do the deep dive with Cody Spence and All Star Catering, I got to say, guys, I don't know where you would go. And if you were going to get a map of the United States, put your finger on the map somewhere. And where, if you're going to go open a business, I don't know where you'd want to do it besides right here in the Woodlands, Texas. Mm-hmm. What do y'all think about that?
Yep. Or Montgomery County, the greater Montgomery County.
I completely agree. I mean, what are we, the sixth or seventh fastest growing county in the United States? Companies are moving here. Big companies, especially from like California. And it's an incredible place to live, and it's a very exciting time in this area. And I think we're projected to grow to, what, 1 million people in the next, what, 5-6 years mm-hmm. or so?
So, Cody, I want to ask you, kind of starting to segue into your story. You've gone out, and because you're a young entrepreneur, it's a family business, your mom and dad work in the business, and you're the head of marketing and networking. But you're the guy, you're the boots on the ground going out and connecting in the community with the businesses. It looks like you're very involved in the Lions Club, the Young Entrepreneurs Association, or networking group, the Chamber of Commerce. you've made it an intentional effort to go really connect with the community. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, actually, it started off, like with the Lions Club. I kind of was involved in that from before I was actually involved in it. You know, I went everywhere with my dad when I was younger. He's been in it for 25 years. And when I graduated, he was just finishing up his term on the Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors. He said, "Hey, you're going to get nominated." And I said, "Okay, whatever. You know, you and Mom write the check. Sure, no problem." And he's like, "I also want you to be in the Lions Club." Okay. And from that, I really found a true passion for helping out in the community, volunteering in the community, helping out with charities. And with the young entrepreneurs, it's just that one is it's so vastly different than every other networking group. It's just it's very grassroots. It's cool to be a part of something from the beginning, from the time it's a baby, and just watch it flourish so, you know, incredibly quickly. So
yeah. So I'm and I guess that, you know, people think, you know, it's top of mind. If people know you, they think they hear catering. I got an event coming up. They think of All-Star Catering, and boom, there you are, right?
That's it, and that's also why I developed my, I guess it would be a alter ego or a persona, Catering Cody. That's what I'm known as a lot.
Catering Cody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Catering
so,
Cody.
So tell us a little bit about your company and what you guys do and what makes you different from the other catering companies.
Well, the 1st of April, we'll be celebrating our 12th year in business. We were started in Conroe out of my parents' kitchen in Panorama. And then once we were in, became a company, we actually were asked to overtake the River Plantation Country Club. We were there for 3 years. And from that, we found the wedding business. We were doing a lot of corporate catering at the time. And the wedding business just kind of blew up almost immediately after that.
Is it what percentage of your business is that now?
I want to say, man, the last I looked at it, it was close to 50%.
Okay, so it's you guys make an emphasis, and you've been involved in with All Star Catering to these different magazines, Couples Choice for Best Weddings, The Knot Magazine, WeddingWire.com, and you've inserted yourself into that community really because it's a niche. I guess you do catering for weddings is different than catering for, you know, someone's bar mitzvah, or so to speak.
Very much, and the Knot and the Wedding Wire are, we live and die by that. So we put a lot of focus and effort to maintaining the profile on there, maintaining the reviews, getting review requests. I think on one we have 150 reviews, and then the other we have like 130 or 40 or something like that. I really don't know off the top of my head, but that's the first place. Those two websites are the first place that bride will go look at. Probably 95% of the time. So.
And at this point, you guys are very well established and of course, very well thought of. Are there, as you've, over the past 5 years or so, as you've been growing, what have you learned about the types of customers? I guess, to put it more succinctly, do you guys turn clients down at all at this point, or do you pretty much take on everyone that comes aboard? Or
yes, unfortunately, we actually have to turn clients down. This past Christmas, I had to turn down Howard Hughes for a Christmas party.
There you go.
Oh, that one hurt. But especially in October, because October we book over a year out, and we like to take no more than 3 weddings a day. We can take technically up to 6, but we'll kill ourselves trying to do that. There's just so much detail involved, at least in the spot that we're at right now with the current structure. But I think last October we probably turned away somewhere between $50,000 to $60,000 in business.
Wow, and that's because you're overbooked, because you just can't handle it.
Yeah, it's because we are booked solid. Not overbooked, booked solid.
Not booked solid, I should say. But are there customers that you, when you see them coming, you're like, that's not going to be a good customer? Are there customers that you've learned over time are not profitable or not that you shouldn't go after?
Yes and no. I mean, the way I look at it is, yes, there are those rare occasions where somebody walks in and I just, you know, you get that gut feeling about people, but you also have to live by the fact that everybody has a battle that they're going through every single day, and today just might be a bad day. So you got to give them another chance. You know, you might just catch somebody on a bad day. But also in the part of nonprofit, not being profitable off maybe a particular client or event, I personally, I believe you can find profitability almost at any event somehow. There's a way that you can spin it where you can be profitable on it. It just might be a year before you see that fruit.
Okay.
So, Cody, tell us a little bit about the vision of the company, All-Star Catering Company, when you're doing your strategic planning and you look down the road, say 3 years from now. In other words, if we were sitting down having a conversation in 3 years from now, what would have happened between now and then for you to be pleased with your progress? And where, in other words, where do you want to be in 3 years with your business?
Well, right now we're in the current stage of game planning and creating a new revised and updated business plan to get a new piece of property, build a new building, and expand. We are maxed out. We really can't do much more weddings than we have done. Every year we've grown in the wedding count that we do. Every year we seem to find a little bit more room to do maybe one or two weddings. But we're pretty much tapped out. We literally just can't cook any more food is the problem. We have the know-how. Equipment's easy to get. We definitely have the staff to be able to do it. But in 3 years, I actually made this prediction on a paper interview for the Conroe Courier. I guess it came out Sunday before last. That I said by 2020, I wanted to be doing somewhere between 450 to 500 weddings. But what I said was that was depending on if the building went through that we're looking
at. Is that it? That from a capacity standpoint with your infrastructure, that you're kind of at capacity, so to speak, now that the business is around you, but you need more infrastructure to be able to support that?
Oh, yeah. We actually looked at the numbers yesterday. I mean, in Montgomery County alone, by mid-2018, there's going to be potentially somewhere between 18 to 22 wedding venues that we could cater at regularly.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So how do you go about doing that? Do you, expanding and, you know, it involves real estate? Do you go out and, do commercial lending for that to build infrastructures that way?
We have all that in the works right now. We have a piece of property that we're looking at. We're very excited about. And right now it's in the planning stage. I think all the stuff was sent over to a architect a couple days ago. And he's going to draw something up. And then after that, we're going to go from there. I'm not exactly sure how much at liberty I am to talk about that from the company. So I'm going to cut it there.
All right.
Sorry.
I'd like to ask a question, Cody. We were talking about this a little bit earlier. You guys have grown rapidly, and it started out in the kitchen at the house. And how would you describe the culture of the workplace there, and how has that evolved as you've grown?
It has been very mom and pop culture. We're always very flexible. A lot of our part-time staff, if not the majority, is local students from high schools around the area, plus Sam Houston, and very patient and understanding culture. We're developing more towards a corporate structure is what we would like to do in the next 3 years. By the time we get the new building built, put in an electronic CRM, things like that, just for time saving. But like you said, we were talking about earlier, it's trying to find a balance between what made our company that mom and pop, that very customer care, going the extra mile, doing that, while also finding a more efficient way to do things. A lot of people would say, you know, you can't have one without sacrificing the other. And that person just hasn't figured out a way to do it yet.
Yeah.
And yeah. that's what I'm trying to figure out. But
that's a challenge, yes.
It is.
That sounds like that leads into business. You mentioned business plan, business planning, systems, structure. So do you guys have regular, you know, leadership meetings, and do you use some specific tools for systems and processes within the company, or kind of what are some of the nuts and bolts that you guys maybe key performance indicators or different things that you run, you know, numbers that you try to stay really close to in your business? What are the things that you're looking at to keep your finger on the pulse of the business? And the producer says we're going to run to a commercial break. We're going to be right back in 30 seconds with our guest, Cody Spence of All Star Catering. Don't go away. We've got more questions for Cody, and we will be right back. All Star Catering Company is the premier catering service company for the greater Houston area. We are a French-influenced company that specializes in sauces. We cater everything from weddings to family reunions, corporate lunches to sweet 16s. And for any catering event, we will strive for absolute perfection. Call us at 936-228-0440. That's a Metro number. Or email us at info@cateringbyallstar.com for catering at your next special event. Coming right back live on Shrimp Tank. Don't forget, you're going to be able to hear Cody's complete story on houston.shrimptankpodcast.com and also on iTunes. You'll be able to download Cody's story on iTunes. So we're back. Cody, we went to a commercial break right before. We were talking a little bit about systems and processes, and what are some of the things that some of the numbers that you stay close to in the business as you look to operate it efficiently and to grow the business?
A lot of the process that we have established now, and this is where my wife becomes even more important than she already is, who actually works with the company as well. She comes from a corporate background. She worked as a manager at Texas Roadhouse, and before that was an intern for ExxonMobil in high school. And she has a lot more accurate grasp on the corporate structure part of it, of the training processes and such. It's been where basically me, our vice president, and now Candace have pretty much done all of the training. And it's just a one-on-one training is what we've always done. And we've done it on-site training. It's the most efficient way to do it for us, since a lot of our stuff is, you know, events on the weekend. So bringing somebody in, we're not hugely profitable. You know, we don't have a huge markup. And, you know, we're not in it to necessarily get rich, but we're in it because we really like to do it. We love this business. And as far as other processes we have in place, we have a system of how we take events and write them up, how we consider events if we're close to being full. And that's something that also that putting in an electronic-based CRM in the future is going to be able to kind of help us cut on some of that time, because time is money, and it'll help us further develop. I hope I kind of answered that question.
Yeah,
right?
You did.
Sure.
Good. Cody, could you comment on the way your company deals with charitable activities? You guys get very involved in the community. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about how, as a caterer, you guys get involved with the local sports teams and things like that.
Absolutely. Well, our company, we built the company through, one, the Willis School System, serving the kids, doing the meals at a discounted rate for, like, their banquets and stuff, and then the football players every Friday night before their game. And if they lose, it's not our fault. And those kids now are starting to come back around, and they're getting married. They've graduated college. They're getting married. So it's really coming full circle. So
it's actually a pretty clever marketing technique.
Thank you. And then the other part we built it through was, you know, our church, West Conroe Baptist in Conroe. And obviously, because I just said West Conroe, but
there's a shout out for West Conroe Baptist Church right there. It's all about connections, relationships, and people that you know.
That's it. And every Wednesday night, doing a meal there, and that's another way that we've built it up.
Yep. And when people think about it, they think the catering, they think about you guys. So tell us a little bit about work ethic and what your views are about work ethic.
I believe that nothing replaces hard work. You know, people say, you know, work smarter, not harder. I think...
Comment on that. I mean, what do you think about working smarter, not harder?
I think smart work is not a substitute for hard work. It's only something that can supplement it.
I agree. And you know what? I have some thoughts on it. Is that, you know, I think business is so competitive today, especially a good business. Like, you have a good business. Any good business is very competitive. And you know what? What if your competitor out there, he's working smarter and harder? You know, I think we have to work smarter and harder. And you know, of course, agreed. there's a time, you know, that you think about work life balance and all of that. But you know, when you're getting in the growth mode, that's kind of you have to kind of decide what you want. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about that earlier today.
Yeah, Cody, I got a question about your marketing activities. You had already alluded to The Knot and I think Wedding Wire, and of course you're involved in a lot of networking. Are there any other specific marketing activities that you find to be very effective for you guys?
Social media.
Are you on Facebook, for example?
We are. Yeah. We're on Facebook under Catering by All Star. The same with Instagram and Twitter. In the works of getting a Snapchat going. It's just another one of those things that it's time. I don't want to do it a little bit here, a little bit there. It's just not how my personality's built. I got to just sit down and do it. And then, you know, a Pinterest as well. And then me, I'm Catering Cody on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Pinterest, and YouTube. And then Facebook, Cody Spence.
Who thought of the candied bacon? Because that's brilliant.
That would be my dad.
Yeah.
My dad. He is a,
what's his
a
name?
Lot of, Don Spence.
Big shout out to Don. I know you're probably listening, Don. Hey, I don't know you, but I like you.
he's a good guy. He's an entrepreneur at heart, and I very, very, very much look up to him. He's a good guy.
Well, you know what? We all need our role models and mentors in life. So it sounds like he's been that for you, for sure, Cody, and that's showing up now in your work and in your life. So with that in mind, what do you think are some of the key skills that an entrepreneur needs to be successful?
I think that an entrepreneur, in order to be successful, they have to be real with themselves, and they have to know themselves deep down, which is something, you know, I'm personally working on. You know, I do like the DISC tests and the values index and the Harvard, what is that, Harvard IATs or whatever test. Mm-hmm. And then going through LMC, I'm doing a lot more of those personality development tests. And it's just more to get it more insight about who I am and maybe just who I might not realize I am. And to me, that's just part of a personal development. They have to have a yearning to be better, to have good personal development, to create a habit out of that, which is something that I'm still just in the very beginning of. And another thing is good work ethic. I mean, it's simple as that. Mm-hmm. And a willingness to take a leap of faith and go for it.
Yeah, I think that training you're doing is remarkable, because not only will you know yourself better, but really understanding how other people are hardwired and how to communicate with them and how to interact with them and kind of what makes them tick. And that's great. And smarter, not harder. I like your comments on that. So, Dr. John?
And if you were going to go back to school, which I'm not trying to, you know, just... Although there's a very good one up there in Huntsville.
Don't y'all have enough of my money, man?
No, my question is more along these lines. Is there what further sort of training or knowledge do you think that you might need to acquire in order to take the business to the next level? In other words, if you were to end up at some point, if your parents were to step down and you end up running the entire show and everything, what type of training or learning do you think that you still have ahead of you that you need?
Well, my dad raised me and also taught me as I was getting more involved in the company that an owner should be able to do everything. So as far as what I really need to learn how to do is I need to learn how to cook everything that we make. But it's constantly developing, so it's one of those things that I would just almost need to take a week off, me and the chef, and him just teach me, the head chef. And my dad can cook pretty, I'm sure he could cook everything that we have. He has a lot of cooking knowledge, but the chef does it on a regular basis. So it would probably be something to do with that, learning how to do just the basics. I know how to make some of the stuff, but not everything. And I know it's important. I know I got to get to it. And I would probably say a further development in marketing or, boy, I wish I'd have paid more attention in accounting.
Yeah. Well, there's so many, you know, a small business owner wears so many hats and could potentially, you know, I mean, operations, accounting, marketing, you know, customer service, all of these different things. Speaking of hats, the producer is telling me that we need to run to commercial break.
I can hear you.
Yep, here we go. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We're with Cody Spence and All-Star Catering. According to a recent Forbes business article, 9 out of 10 business owners are overpaying their taxes. Ouch! Contact the team at Provident to explore how you can pay only what you're legally, morally, and ethically required to pay. After a simple 20-minute no-obligation assessment, we'll determine if we can substantially reduce your tax burden. And if so, we'll develop a tax savings plan utilizing our exclusive tax blueprint. Visit us online at providentwealthllc.com or at our office, 281-466-4843. And we're back live in studio with houston.shrimptankpodcast.com. Live in studio with Cody Spence of All-Star Catering. We've got our student from Sam Houston State University, Blaine Lynn, my co-host, Dr. John Newbold. So we're learning about Cody's journey as an entrepreneur, about your business. We talked about work ethic, system, structure, processes, all of these things. Here's what I want to know, Cody. A lot of the small businesses that we interview are family-based sort of business. Tell us, what are some of the challenges that are unique to working in a family-based business?
Some of the things that are challenging about working in a family-based business, I would have to say maybe working with family sometimes.
The family dynamics, right, you know. Right. I mean, you're in business, but, you know, hey, that's my brother, my mom, my dad, whatever. Yeah,
and I'm sure my wife would say it's pretty tough to work with me.
So she's full-time in the business?
Oh, yeah, full-time.
Okay, full-time, so we're really family, but mom, dad, you, your, any other family?
Actually, not that works in the business. I mean, we're actually like a big family. I mean, a lot of the employees, all the full-time employees, I think probably 10 of them have been with us for at least 7 or 8 years, if not the entire time of the company. So, yeah.
So it's just like, you know, maybe pivoting from, you know, the role as a business partner to, you know, just, you know, the family dynamics. That's how do you manage that? How do you deal with that?
Honestly, I love what I do so much that that is a huge help. It really is. It makes it worth it at the end of the day, and it makes it easier getting up in the morning if you're a little, you know, worn down. Mm-hmm. Partially a little bit of bourbon. I'm kidding.
No, you're not.
That all goes with French-based cooking.
Yeah. Me and my wife, we actually have a pretty good routine. When we get home at night, we talk about work for a few minutes. You know, anything that we have issues with, we get off our chest, whether it be with each other or with anything else. And then once we sit down and eat dinner, we're done. We stop talking about work. And just that little bit of getting it off your chest, it helps. And then honestly, you know, our relationship with God and just praying for patience, and understanding, and that plays a huge help as well.
So Cody, what is the funniest or scariest story that you can think of since you've been in the business?
Scariest? Oh, okay. Boy, that one's
funniest
easy.
Or scariest?
Scariest. All right.
Either one.
No, I'm going with scariest.
All right.
We actually have a little paragraph in our contract that says that any time if a manager on duty feels that all-star staff is in imminent danger, we have the right to leave the premises, and all contractual obligations are null and void. Well, there's a reason that's in there. There was one time we were at an event venue, and there was a group of folks that were having a wedding, and we were catering and bartending. It was back when our company did both. And this is also the reason we don't bartend anymore. Well, the company was just slopopotamus by the time we had even showed up.
Sloppy drunk? It was a company party thing?
No, this was a wedding.
A wedding?
The entire family was from Beaumont. Okay. I'm not saying that has anything to do with it, but...
So everybody's sloppy drunk when you get there?
Shout out for Beaumont.
Yeah, pretty much.
I have relatives in Beaumont. I wonder if they're
listening. Sure I do, too. And by the time the bar was supposed to end at 11, around 9:30, they got to the point where there was only one person that was anywhere near sober in the room, and it happened to be one of the paying parties. And we got their permission to shut the bar down. But when that happened, the rest of the 150 people that were there had a riot. The father of the bride pulled the hair of my female bartender and then pushed her out of the way of the keg.
Oh, my goodness.
And the father of the groom and the groomsmen were trying to pull my male bartender outside for a quote-unquote chat. And...
Yeah, you know what? I mean, to cutting off the liquor at a wedding party, you know, I mean, that's depending on where you're at. That's
Dan's trying to get me to talk on the microphone.
I knew you'd have something to say about that, Catherine.
What? Why?
Yeah,
we don't fight at weddings in England.
That's not proper, but
it's not true.
You hadn't been cut off at a wedding either, so.
So you guys packed it in, right?
You said, okay, no more. I mean.
Well, no. I mean, we were legally obligated to stay there and finish our contractual obligations, but. The bar thing, that's a whole different aspect. I mean,
so you guys don't do that anymore?
No, but
too much liability.
It's tons, and we as the bartenders have the right legally to shut it down without contractual obligations,
right.
Just legally. And but the catering staff that was there had to lock themselves in a closet it calmed down. And I'll tell you how bad it was when the sheriff showed up. They snuck around back and pulled the air plugs out of the sheriff's tires when they walked in.
Wow.
So after the show, I want to know the family name of this wedding party. I won't tell anybody. I pinky promise. Yeah.
Man, I don't even know if I remember.
I'm curious about that. Okay, any mistakes you can think that you've made along the way that maybe someone listening could learn from, you know, because when we interview people, there's a lot of success stories, but there's also, you know, a lot of pain and heartaches and all of that. Can you think of a mistake that you've made along the way that someone else might, you know, learn from?
Sure. I mean, I have a story that's full of mistakes. Anybody who says that they don't is full of it.
Right.
I guess one that would stick out to me is being a boss, not a leader. Earlier in my managing career. And it was tough to overcome that. And then also thinking I could do it myself, you know, not being a delegating leader and not teaching people properly in the beginning. And because of that, it's been a long road to get back to where, you know, you almost had to wait till there was turnover, until that culture had shifted out and gave you a chance, you know, for a new birth in culture.
What do you, with your business, there's a lot of entrepreneurs with small businesses who use a lot of part-time help, and you guys, I'm assuming that when you referred to the part-time help from the high school students and the college students, that's probably waiters and stuff at the events. How do you identify and attract that type of help, and how do you get good work out of someone who is part of your part-time staff?
My personal approach on it is, one, I like to elaborate on exactly how passionate we are. And also, I like to really elaborate on the importance of what they are doing and what our mission is. And our mission is, if we have 300 weddings and 299 of them are perfect and one of them isn't, statistically, that's an incredible percentage of successful events.
Sure.
But we've ruined somebody's one day. And it's tough going to sleep at night when that happens. So let's not let that happen. And anything along the way, any questions you have, feel free to stop me and ask. And if I am in too much of a hurry to stop, because sometimes I get a little into the event, mm-hmm. like, just grab me. I'll tell them, like, grab me by the shirt, turn me around. Hey, I have a question.
You know, that's not a bad speech to give, you know, when you're once a week or quarter or whatever. Just remind people over and over and over, because it's kind of like, you know, being in the OR. You can't just go to work, have a, you know, a surgeon can't go to work, have a bad day. Somebody dies and, you know, oh, whoops, it was a bad day. I mean, somebody dies. So, yeah, you're right. It's somebody's, you know, probably might be the biggest, you know, day of their life.
And highly emotional. And it's
sure.
hopefully the one wedding day of their mm-hmm. life.
So I got a question from you, or for you, theoretical, that if what would you say to our government if they were to ask you, hey, what can the government do to help the small business owner in your community? What comes to mind immediately? What do you think our government needs to do, or do more of, or do less of?
In the words of my good friend Kristen Blanchard, lower your taxes and go leave me alone.
Lower my taxes. I think I would subscribe to that. You can boil it down to that, right, John? What do you think?
Yeah, no, that it's. I don't know. Are there a lot of regulations in the catering business? Do they regulate that business much?
It's mainly taxes. Okay. But you know, you have the healthcare stuff that, you know, we fall just right out of it. Just right out of it.
We've got time for two more questions, and because we're running out of time. I've got one more, John.
I've got one. Can I ask mine?
Yeah, sure.
Mine's kind of a general one, but it has to do with, like, just in general, how do you keep up with what's going on in the environment in terms of, like, the what's going on in the wedding industry, what's going on in the catering industry, what's going on in Montgomery County? Do you have any particular method of accessing data or keeping yourself up to speed?
One, staying heavily involved in social media, actually looking stuff up in social media and stuff like that. You know, searching hashtags, you know, on Instagram and Twitter, and it'll bring up a lot of actual relative stuff. Mm-hmm. Following wedding trends from magazines all across the U.S. And also magazines across Texas. And then being heavily involved in bridal networking and event networking groups, mm-hmm. Figuring out what new venues are coming in. I mean, they're popping up left and right. It's just really staying heavily on the go. You know, you stay on the go, you stay on the know. So
at this point, is there any formal thing? Like, do your management staff sit down once a year and just kind of talk about things like that? Or how do you?
We sit down once a week. We have a weekly meeting, and it's mainly to go over all the events, like line by line on food items and what needs to be packed and how each one's going to go. And then we have a meeting before each event. Like, each individual team has a meeting.
Okay.
So. That's great. That's exciting. I really love the family business concept and the story and the success that you've experienced in starting this thing, really from ground zero to what you have now and the number of people that you're taking care of in the community. I know that that only happens and is possible when you have great leadership and when you attract and keep the right people. So could you just speak to our listeners, just maybe share a nugget or two from your experience there at All Star Catering, some wisdom on finding and keeping the right people?
As far as finding the right people, it would be asking questions and having somebody that has a natural skill set of being able to read people and who naturally follows their gut. Because your gut can lead you in a lot of right directions when it comes to people and situations. But asking a lot of questions, and as far as retaining them, I would say it would be to treat them well. Treat them well, care about them. You know, ask them, you know, Valentine's Day, we bought all the ladies flowers and all the guys got chocolates. You know, just little things like that throughout the year. And then, you know, and that's if you, you know, and if you can't pay them well, go a little further on that, you know, but we like to pay our, you know, employees well, especially for a mom and pop. And I think those two things play a big factor, but generally caring and being a leader and leading by example, I mean, statistically, that's the number one thing that people would wish that their bosses would do is lead by example.
Yep, that's exciting, and they say people would want to work at a company, you know, much more about culture, that, you know, compensation is not always the number one thing with them. They want a place they show up and be felt where their opinions matter and that they're valued. So it's been a great interview with Cody Spence of All Star Catering. And Cody, how would someone get in touch with your business, your fan, you know, your what's the best way to reach out if someone wanted to contact you?
The best way to reach out would be info@cateringbyallstar. You can email that. You can go to www.cateringbyallstar.com. You could give us a call at 936-228-0440. Or you can reach out to me on or at All Star on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Catering by All Star, or at Catering Cody.
Fabulous. Well, thank you so much for being our guest on the Shrimp Tank. And don't forget, you can download a complete replay of Cody's show at houston.shrimptankpodcast.com. You can also find that on Facebook and iTunes. We will see you next week. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it takes a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. Welcome to the shrimp tank. Doing big things, chasing big dreams. Yeah, it's all real, this life's all that it seems. All the chicks scream, all the dudes yell. This is just what I do, and I do it well. With the flow fresher than the new shoe smell. Going through hell, but homie, keep going. You know the saying, you can reap what you're sowing. So I don't chase girls, I just chase dreams. Play the same game, but we ain't in the same league. Running a campaign, roadie 2016. Like a phone to die, putting me in charge. I'm a general, from the front, I'm a leader. The charge like a federal fell on my lap, never going hard as ever. The results match the effort. I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it's sink or swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in.